From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida lawmakers heard details about Governor Rick Scott's proposed budget yesterday, including what the governor plans to spend on the environment. The budget cuts $28 million from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, and that's drawing criticism from environmentalists. Governor Scott's budget proposal comes as Florida initiates a 20-year, $22 billion land and water conservation effort. Economist Hank Fishkind says the governor's proposed cuts target the state agency tasked with overseeing Amendment 1 projects.
That's precisely the problem, that the proposal would simply eliminate currently vacant positions. But that doesn't reduce the mission of the agency. The mission of the agency is going to increase, and the governor's reducing the manpower to conduct that mission.
The budget puts most of a billion-dollar surplus toward tax cuts and trims 155 positions from the Department of Environmental Protection. Miami-Dade school leaders say they are concerned about the measles outbreak spreading across the country. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says vaccinations work, and the district is tracking whether students are getting the required shots.
We've seen recently what the outbreak of measles in Arizona can do to a community. So we are diligent in ensuring that our children are appropriately immunized prior to beginning their school year.
Carvalho says 98% of Miami-Dade students have been vaccinated or are getting their shots now. And military officials are looking for a metallic box containing ammunition they report was dropped from a military helicopter. Miami-Dade police say the incident occurred Wednesday night during a joint training exercise in northwest Miami-Dade. It was between Miami-Dade, Broward County Police, and the military. Police are asking anyone who finds it, avoid it, and call 911. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.